The Monitor, 4 miles south of Manhattan, has been collecting data since 2002. The EPA says their monitors operate at the discretion of the landowner. The Nature Conservancy, which owns the land, and Kansas State University, which operates the Kanza Prairie Research Site, are worried the EPA might use the data to interfere with their range-burning research, so they asked that the ozone monitor be removed. But Craig Volland of the Kansas chapter of the Sierra Club says they're overreacting.
But the fact is, last year, in December, the EPA threw out the data that could have been used for compliance. So they're concerned about it being used for compliance, but so far it isn't.
Volland says most of the readings that violate air quality standards, including all 8 last year, have happened in the summer, long after range burning season is over. He says without a monitor in the area, there will be no way to figure out the true cause of the ozone problem. According to Volland, there's no doubt that ozone levels have been high enough to send some Manhattan residents to the hospital with difficulty breathing. I'm Brian Thompson.